Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
He is the first player in modern era of Major League Baseball history to have multiple home runs, including a grand slam and a walk-off hit in his first three games. More importantly, he has Detroit sports fans buzzing. He is the new sensation. I call him Badulicious. He probably hates that. Akil Badu joins us on the Stoney and Jansen program. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're good.
You never heard Badulicious before, huh?
No, never heard that one. That's good, though.
Yeah, you like that?
That's the first.
Oh, good. So what's this all been like for you? I mean, is it something that you expected? Is it just out of nowhere and you're just loving every minute of it?
Yeah, loving every minute of it. Joy, happiness, relief. You know, just all the hard work that I've been putting in this offseason, just finally paying off. So, I'm feeling all of it right now.
You're feeling all of it, and yet we get a chance to feel all of it with you. You wear your emotions on your sleeve. We saw your teammates yesterday absolutely mob you. Part of that was, hey, it was a walk-off, hit, and you won the game in extra innings. Part of it was the relationship that you have. How has that relationship grown through training camp or spring training and now through these first couple of games with your teammates?
Oh, it's amazing. We have a great group of guys, and we all have one goal, and that's winning. And we have veteran guys that's carrying us every step of the way and continue to preach nothing but positivity and just play hard, and leave it all out there on the field. So that's what we've been doing, and we're enjoying it. We're having fun, and AJ Hinch is always talking about doing the small things right and letting the game come to you and playing relaxed and having fun. And if you want to win games, and that's the main goal, and that's the only goal.
Of the three moments, the home run off your first pitch in the majors, the grand slam, or yesterday's walk-off hit, which did you enjoy the most?
It's like the walk-off hit, 100%.
We won.
So I love all the milestones. I'm really humbled and grateful for what people were telling me about what I've done the past 2 days. But we want to win, and I was glad that I was able to contribute because Casey Mize pitched a great game, and Soto finished it, and it was a great team effort. So.
Now, we had a chance after your first pitch went for a home run to see your parents in the stands. What did it mean for you to be able to share that moment with them?
It was beautiful. They can't take that from me. I told my parents, I thank you guys for everything you have done for me, everything you have sacrificed, just being there in my circle and just always having hope and telling me that there's always light in the tunnel. And always keep a close relationship with God, and that's what I've been doing, and I'm enjoying it, and that's what I'm going to continue to do.
When you were selected by the Tigers in the Rule 5 draft, was your reaction that day, I hope I don't get picked because I want to be back with Minnesota, or I hope I get picked so I can get a fresh start?
It was just, hey, wherever you go, just make sure you're ready. Just make sure you're prepared. Have fun. Control what you can control. And enjoy it, and that's the only goal, and that's the only thing I was really thinking in that very moment.
Now, when we watch you and we've seen the celebrations, and we've all been able to enjoy them with you, going through the injury that you had in 19, having to have surgery, being not out of baseball, but having to rehab, did that give you some perspective in regards to now that you're talking about, hey, enjoy every moment? How did that shape who you are now?
Definitely, definitely. I had to take a step back and really learn how to really get my body prepared each and every day. And I'm thankful that I'm at this position right now. And I think the Lord always has a plan for all of us, and He chose this path for me, and just stay humbled and stay hungry.
Akil Baddoo joining us on the Stoney and Jansen program here on 97.1 The Ticket. You grew up in Georgia. I'm just curious, were you like a Braves fan, Falcons, Hawks, University of Georgia? What was that as a kid? Well, who did you watch? Who were your faves?
So me, I'm normally a guy that follows the player.
Uh-huh.
I know. And yeah, so I am more so, I was a Peyton Manning fan with football, so I was always a Colts fan. And basketball, I love basketball, and I was a huge Kobe Bryant fan, favorite athlete of all time. And I would watch the Lakers play all the time. Lakers my favorite team all the time. And I like the Braves. I like watching them.
So,
and the Falcons, they're good too.
So in 2004, when the Pistons beat the Lakers for the NBA championship here in Detroit, you were kind of pissed off, huh?
I wouldn't say I was pissed because I was really, really small, so okay. I really wasn't aware what happened.
That's 22.
Right. You're right. You're
6 years old?
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Definitely when I was older. Yeah, it's all good. It's all good. Yeah. When I was older, I was like, oh, that sucks. Yeah.
So I remember when I was an athlete that, you know, whether I was walking to the line of scrimmage, there was always this self-talk I had in my head. Some of it was about the play. Some of it was about the defense. Some of it was about what I wanted to do the individual across, you know, the line of scrimmage from me. What's the self-talk that you have going up, whether it's your first bat or the bases are loaded or the 10th inning? What is it that you say to yourself or what's going through your mind at that moment?
Definitely. I tell myself really just to stay mentally tough. You've been doing this ever since you were 4 years old. Continue that and have fun and enjoy it. You're here for a reason. Show everyone you're here to stay and you belong. And that's kind of what I've taken into my bets each and every day and throughout my career.
Did you have to make a choice when you were younger about which sport to specialize in? Because I think I read somewhere where you were really good in everything.
Yeah, I mean, given the fact that my mom's side is from Trinidad, it's soccer and cricket is like two biggest sports over there. My mom really wanted me to play soccer. And my dad was like, no, we're putting this boy in baseball. Because as soon as he picked up a bat, he knew exactly what to do. And it was just, oh, you need to play football. But I'm definitely glad that we chose baseball.
Were you always the best on the diamond, you know, from 4 years all the way through high school? Were you the one that it didn't matter what position or where you were hitting, you were better than everybody else on the field?
I would just say I always would bring a lot of energy, and I'll have fun, and I'll leave it all on the field. I'll give it 110% each and every day and make sure I wouldn't give anybody a reason to feel this way or that way, and I just make sure I stay hungry and just kind of walk with a chip on my shoulder and just always have fun and enjoy it.
Are you recognized around town yet? I don't know what the protocols are. If you were, when your parents were here, you guys were allowed to go out and eat or anything like that. But what's your impressions of Detroit? Have you been recognized yet?
No, because we have to wear a mask and we're, because of COVID protocols and everything,
right.
We can't eat in indoor restaurants and everything. So I've kind of been just staying inside and doing takeout for right now. But fans here are very welcoming of me, and I love it.
you do realize that you're going to be a very popular jersey acquisition as soon as the Tigers put that on the market.
Yeah, I heard.
You, obviously, the last three times that we've seen you on the field, it's been a home run, it's been a grand slam, throwing a stolen base in there, it's a walk-off. What should we expect from the next time we see Akil Baddoo? How do you one up how you've started?
I'm just going to continue to do what I do. Have fun, play relaxed, and play with confidence and enjoy it with my guys, you know. We're all about winning, and the people that we have around us and in our circle is what definitely makes everyone's job easier, and we're just having fun and we're all enjoying it.
The fact that you struggled a little bit in the minor leagues, does that help you in this situation? Because, as you know better than anybody, in baseball more than maybe other sports, you know, if you fail 2 out of 3 times at the plate, you're hitting .333, it's considered great. How do you deal with what, you know, obviously what you've done so far is not going to continue the whole season.
Right, definitely. I mean, throughout my career, I had to overcome adversity and failure, and just realizing that, like you said, baseball is a game of failure. So be prepared for it and don't get too low, don't get too high, and stay even keel and just have fun. So that's what I kind of continue to preach, and that's what I continue to bring to the field each and every day.
Is there a bit of advice, not from A.J. Hinch or from anybody in administration, but you've got some great veterans on the team. Obviously, one of the greatest hitters in baseball in Miggy. You've got Robbie Grossman, who's a veteran guy. Have they given you a bit of advice? And if you could share any of that with us, what they've talked about from a veteran player to a young player?
Oh, my gosh, a lot. I mean, Robbie teaches me a lot just out there on the field and defense, just making sure you communicate with your outfielders. Let your outfielders know what gap you cover and stuff like that. Just the little things in baseball that people really don't see that, you know, other veterans, because they played the game for a very long time. Candy, I mean, Nico, Miggy, they all talk about just stay mentally strong because this game can break you down. And if you stay mentally strong, you'll get through it all. So I'm enjoying all the advice that I get, and I take it all in. I'm trying to be like a sponge, try to collect as much information as I can.
Obviously, not just here in Detroit, but you've been a big story nationally, ESPN, MLB Network. I assume your phone has been just buzzing like crazy with people all over the country, your friends and family.
Yeah. It's ridiculous. I actually had to put my phone down because it's like, okay, this is overwhelming so much. I gotta get my family. I gotta text them back. That's first and foremost.
What's your walk-up song, by the way? Because I haven't been to the ballpark yet.
It's still Dre. I think it's one of the greatest beats of all time. It's ridiculous. Still Dre by Dr. Dre.
All right. Well, that's good. It's been so much fun. People are really into it, and we said part of the excitement is that you have, as you know, a unique name. If your name was Frank Smith, people wouldn't be going as crazy, but it's Badu. Right. I mean, you're going to hear that. I mean, how cool is that when, yes, granted, it's only 8,000, but eventually, you know, you'll be playing in front of packed houses, you deliver, and you'll be hearing that all over the place.
I know. I'm loving it, man. I'm enjoying it. Like I said, the Tigers fans, they're amazing. They bring a lot of energy, and that's what we need because fans are everything. That's why we play this game of baseball for them. So I love it.
All right. Well, we can't thank you enough for joining us this morning.
Yeah.
Are you playing? Are you in the lineup today?
Yes, sir. I am in the lineup today.
Batting ninth or someplace else?
I think I'm batting seventh.
Moving on up. Akil Badu. There we go. Thanks a lot for joining us. Continued success, and the whole town is behind you.
Love watching you.
Thank you, guys. Thank you so much.
All right, we appreciate it. Akil Badu. Brought to us by BetQL. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!